you will know is that investing in young people in your life, especially when it comes to entrepreneurship, is one way of investing directly in the future of this country and the GDP. So it's great to hear that the South African Teen Entrepreneur Foundation are having their grand finale event where they honor young learners who've been part of their year-long entrepreneur program at Cape Town High Schools. And once again, it's great that they're doing it at the school level. The grand finale affords learners who've participated the opportunity to present their business ideas to a panel of judges where the top three businesses will be on it. Now, Lydia Zingoni is the founder and the director of the SA Teen Entrepreneur Foundation, and she joins you now to talk about this. Lydia, good having you on the show. Welcome.
Morning, Kino, and morning, South Africa.
Good morning. So, Lydia, tell us about the journey that these young people go through throughout the year at the school level.
The journey is quite exciting. It's a module of about 10 modules which we start off with, but obviously the most important is the idea generation. They are in schools. This activity is an after-school activity. We depend on the headmaster to open their doors to about 50 learners in each school, and we also depend on the champion teachers, and we depend on sponsors to make this happen for them. And this year we've been very fortunate to have Coca-Cola and ShopRite and the Rotarians come on board with us. And this is a journey which needs tenacity for them to complete. And obviously on Friday is the cherry on the top when they'll be presenting their ideas and winning prizes at the Cape Sun Hotel here in the street in Cape Town.
So you talk, I mean, idea generation obviously, as you say, is very, very important. So it's getting them to look at the environments in which they live, to have them look at some of the challenges that people have, some of the challenges they might have, and challenges that might not just be something which they alone have, that other people have, and find solutions for those challenges, right? But when one talks about the actual, the other backing that they get over and above the problem identification, what other support do you give them?
The modules, we have workbooks, we have actually a program which is a teaching program, because some of them have never been exposed.
Yes.
Having a good idea is not a business.
Yes.
So we then have the 10 modules addresses how do you take that idea into a product, into a service, into a business.
Yes.
So, like market research, business planning, how do you come up with finances? How do you use the resources which you have in your own area in order to actually gain and succeed in your business? Because most people come up with an idea, I want to have a McDonald's. Suddenly they realize it needs 3 million. So we want them to be realistic around their communities, how they can solve the problems in their own community for a financial gain. So that is very fundamental. If they can do that with one idea, it means that the next time they have another idea, they can fly.
Love the work you're doing. And then tell us a little bit about some of the ideas that have reared their heads over the last year.
We have had young people at Kevinby. I just want to be very specific. Kevinby, where they saw the opportunity of agriculture in and growing vegetables for their community soup kitchen. And that has actually overflown into supplying vegetables to the whole community. And these are still young people. Imagine now with the land issue, if those young people, they can find, career in agriculture. And possibly tomorrow we have our farmers. It's very important, Kino, for them to start these kind of ideas and career choices when they are still young. So if they've already been sensitized toward agriculture, it doesn't surprise me that they're going to go to Wellington, CPUT, and learn agriculture, and tomorrow we have our farmers. If we don't start now, we're losing the battle.
I absolutely love that. Now, it says here that you had boot camp fitness.
Yes, yes, yes. It's very important for any entrepreneur to be fit. I go to boot camp from 6 to 8.
Love it.
And it's a woman's club where we exercise. And, once you have the energy, you are ready to go. Like right now, I'm ready to go to any challenge.
I like that, Lydia. I absolutely like that. And you've got the right attitude, hey? We need more people like you in this world. So well done once again for the value that you bring to the lives of young people in this country. And quite frankly, what I think the department should be doing is replacing EMS with what you're doing so that it becomes part of an everyday curriculum as opposed to something that happens after school.
Yeah, I mean, that is one way of looking at it. But we can actually complement that because we then do the practical side of it. They can learn the theory so that by the time they come to the society, they at least know one or two things. Then it's actually building up and practicalizing what they would have learned. So we are not going to be replaced by them changing and implanting entrepreneurship in classes. But what we want is how do you then make that as a practical thing? And obviously, our grand finale would sort of be a cherry on the top where they can then present what they've actually done, prototypes of what they've actually produced.
Love it, Lady Zongoni. Do you have a website we can go to?
Yes, we have a website, teenentrepreneur.co.za, and our Twitter handle is 247teenbiz, and you can find us on Facebook. Just type in Teen Entrepreneur. We call upon all headmasters, all teachers, all parents, all learners to come and join us.
There we go. Lydia Zingon, Executive Director at the S18 Entrepreneur Foundation.